Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As the Indiana Pacers and Tyrese Haliburton did it again, they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. As Dan said earlier, that basket gave them their first lead of the game.
Wow!
With under 1 second to go, I see a new drop for Dano.
Wow!
He has a toy. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy Baskin sitting over there looking all cocky, looking all smug.
Why? Because I predicted this yesterday? You guys had me all doubting the Pacers yesterday. I was sitting here going, I don't see how Indiana changes. It doesn't really matter who the other team is on the other side. And yesterday, they have 19 turnovers in that first half. That's right. 19 turnovers. All of the sand as I ran down the beach was coming back into my eyes going, they were right. They were right. Can't stand them. But then all of a sudden, a burst of wind sent the sand in the other direction. At the end of the game, I hope you didn't buy a buzzer beater on our friends with FanDuel, thinking that that was going to happen, because that would be twice in the last 2 weeks that you were close to a buzzer beater win, but you didn't get it.
I'm Andy Baskin.
For FanDuel.
And by golly, I predicted game one.
That's right. I said they're going to probably struggle out of the gate. Oklahoma City's going to have great momentum because they're at home in the beginning. They had 19 turnovers, as we said. I'll say it 1,000 times. And then when it was all said and done, the man, the myth, the legend hits the bucket.
You know why you thought that?
Because I've seen them do it in every series. Yes.
Exactly.
And so it also makes me feel better about the Cavaliers, because I think the Cavaliers just ran into a team that is the best team in the NBA right now. And it just leveled the playing field. I mean, they did it to the Knicks. They did it to the Bucks. They did it to us. And now they did it to Oklahoma City, who everybody was predicting yesterday was like, there's no way there's going to be a close game. I read a story. No way there's going to be. There was a story I read as soon as the game was over. It said there will be no close games in this series. And I was like, don't take that down.
Here's the thing. The Indiana Pacers continue to do this. Why do they continue to do this? And if you're another NBA team, what do you take from what they're doing? Number to join us if you'd like to. 216-474-0092. Here's what you take from that. Andy? Yet again, the Indiana Pacers pull this off, and they do it with the same script. That's the thing about this, that if you're not paying attention, this is what they just keep doing. All five starters scored in double figures. Nobody scored more than 19 points in the game. Nobody. Nobody took more than 15 shots in the game for the Indiana Pacers. Now, I'm not saying this is bad for them, but Shai Gilgeous-Alexander took 30 shots for Oklahoma City. So they were very, very Shai and very Jalen Williams oriented. Jalen took 19 shots. Most NBA teams are based around one or two or three guys.
Right.
Very few NBA teams share the ball and play team basketball the way the Indiana Pacers do. That's one thing I think that the teams can take from the Indiana Pacers. They play great team basketball.
They had 11 more assists last night
than
Oklahoma City.
Well, that adds to it. They move the basketball. They move bodies. OKC's defense, pretty darn good. Better than most that Indiana has seen during the playoffs. And it made them work a little bit. But they still move the basketball. They still move bodies. They're working for shots. They play as a unit better than any team we've seen in a long time in the NBA. I mean, Andy, they share the ball. Nobody took more than 15 shots. They had four guys take between 10 and 15 shots. And then they had two other guys take 9 shots. It's tough to beat 5, 6, 7 guys. It's a lot tougher than beating 1 or 2 guys. However, most NBA teams don't play that way. Maybe they don't have the personnel. Maybe they have personnel that makes them think they shouldn't play this way. You have a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You have a guy like Donovan Mitchell. You have a guy like Jalen Brunson. You have a guy like Giannis. Well, the team concept from Indiana took care of all of those guys. And I love it. I love that style of basketball.
And we do realize Indiana's going to be better throughout this series. I mean, they were riding the mountain last night. They came out in the first quarter, only had 20 points. They outscored themselves by 15 in the fourth. They ended up with 35 points in that fourth quarter.
But weren't
35.
Weren't you thinking this? Because I was. As they were struggling in the first half of the game.
That there's no way they're going to play like this for the rest of the game? Yes.
Yes, but it was this thought. Okay, they're not playing really well. They're turning it over. They're struggling. And they're 8 down, 6 down,
so I caught
12 down. I mean, they were not blown out of the game. They were just kind of hanging.
I caught some of it on the radio last night because I was in the car at the end of the second quarter. And whoever was hosting the halftime show there said, OKC is dominating this game. Indiana looks like they're all over the place. And yet the Pacers are within arm's length.
Yep.
Of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I was like, yep, that's the way they are. That's just what they do. That arm's length quote on Indiana was very, very true. And it's even more true for us here in Cleveland because we watched it. We lived it.
Well, but so did New York and so did Milwaukee. And at least in one game, Oklahoma City has now as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, how will they respond? Especially, it came out early.
I think they still have a great chance to win the series.
They'll probably box out on free throws and give themselves a win at some point.
But isn't it interesting, Andy, because what have the Pacers done? Nothing but they play extremely solid, fundamental basketball.
They played very hard defense in that fourth quarter.
Without question.
That last rebound when they took the ball down the floor was impressive. It was just the way they played. They were not going to let Oklahoma City score. And if you go back and watch that last shot, which no one will remember, but Shai took a shot that I've seen him in every highlight reel for the entire season that he makes.
Yeah. And a little step back 15 footer.
Yeah, and you're like, that's his shot. And he missed it, and Indiana made him pay for it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They don't quit playing. You know, so often in an NBA game, you see teams that, okay, we're up by 10, let's back off for a little bit. We're up by 15, let's really back off. It's cost teams in the playoffs against Indiana. They play hard all the time. And they just scream as fundamentally sound as you could scream for an NBA basketball team. Now, what's going on this year? No guarantee it's going to go on again next year.
No.
You know, but it's working now, and teams haven't figured it out. But, Andy, to me, it's just so basic. They move the ball. They move bodies. They share the basketball. They share shots. And they don't quit playing hard.
Ever.
They just play hard. They play harder than everybody else. They played harder than Milwaukee, than the Cavs.
They play the entire floor, too.
And last night they played harder than OKC.
And they play the entire floor.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it. They're just, I don't know, destiny, you know, pixie dust, whatever you want to call it. It's Indiana.
Good basketball.
They're playing better than everybody else, including a team that a lot of people thought, well, Oklahoma City's at home, game one, take the Thunder in this one. And I'm like, no. Like, Indiana doesn't care if they're home or on the road, and they are never going to quit. And there's a reason why Kenny looks pretty – if you ask me, Kenny looks pretty smart in the game. Remember game two that the Cavs won, mm-hmm. and he had his starters on the floor until the final moments of the game because they were only up, like, I don't remember, we were up 7 or 8 or something like that late in that game. And we were like, this game's over. Why are we leaving the starters in him? Nope, leave him in. They might have been up more than that, like maybe 12. And I'm like, nope, leave him in. We know what we just watched Indiana do in their last two series or in the last series before they got to us. So don't do it. Leave your starters in.
15-point lead in the fourth quarter and OKC couldn't hang on to it. It's stunning that Indiana keeps doing that time and time and time again, that they just keep coming back. And India, the way they build throughout a game, and we saw this numerous times, their scoring goes up every quarter. They've just played beautiful basketball during this playoff run. And I think it's been a joy to watch. I wonder if other NBA teams try to emulate what they're doing. And it sounds really...
It's the way it works, isn't it? In every sport?
Except for one thing. What they're doing, if another NBA team wants to try and emulate it, what do you do? Hey, play really hard and play the way that, you know, everybody kind of was taught when they were kids. Move the ball. Share shots. It's that simple, but teams don't do it.
Think about it. The last two nights, if you just watched either the NHL or the NBA, what great finishes we've had in these last two games. You got an overtime thriller in Panthers-Oilers, and then last night you get a shot with less than a second to go to give you a game winner for Indiana. It's fun, man. This is great. This is just great sports. And by the way, we have no horse in the race. And I'm loving everything we're watching.
The one thing that I think is interesting here, Halliburton is clearly separated himself and put himself on a little different level in this postseason.
Yes, he has.
He only took 13 shots last night. You can be the star player on the team. You can be the superstar and not shoot 25 times a game. I'm not talking about Donovan Mitchell here. I'm talking about any superstar that any NBA team has. For some reason, the league has become, and maybe since Jordan, because Michael did it and dominated. But since Jordan, it seems now that the superstar player, coaches, teams, whatever, hey, you got to, you know, take 20, 25 shots. Go ahead. Shoot like crazy. When these guys are turning back the clock to the 1960s Celtics, where everybody gets involved and everybody moves the ball and they get up and down the floor. You want to watch some old tape and see, wait a minute, that's the way the NBA used to be? Guys getting up and down the floor like absolute crazy. Go look at the NBA from the 1960s. It was silly. Silly. What did you think last night, Cavs fans, as you're watching Indiana do to Oklahoma City what they did to the Cavaliers? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.